Good morning. Today's the 44th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count it as yet, please do so during daylight hours. We learn as we do every single day, Le'ilei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in Masechta Par. We're going to learn Mishnayos in the 7th Perek, Mishnayos, Zion, and Ches. And so the Mishnah begins where we left off yesterday, where we were discussing how a person goes ahead and prepares those barrels and the water for Mechatas, and that we said that when you're preparing Paraduma water, you can't have a completed activity in between and add the steps in the process, or it would ruin the Paraduma water. So, Amechane Nesachevel, Al Yad Kasher. What if I use the rope to lower it into the spring, the river, and after I'm pulling it back up, I am going to be using a rope. So, as I do it, I coil the rope around my hand. So kasher, that's not, the fact is by the time I finish coiling the rope around my hand, I will have coiled up the rope. Does that count as a completion of an activity? So the Mishnah says, no, that's going to be considered kasher since it's a necessary part of taking the water, out of the spring. It's not considered a different activity. But if you coil the rope after you pulled off the barrel, once you hoisted up the barrel, then that's considered a completion of a separate activity, and it's going to be possible. Summer of Yossi, Lezachshiru HaRasha, he said, there was a one-time episode that happened in Yavne, right? As we mentioned yesterday at the end of the Mishnah, so the Sanhedrin said the water was okay, but there it was extenuating circumstances. But going out of the way is going to be considered a problem, Lechatchila, and a person shouldn't go ahead and do so. Now, the next Mishnah Ches, goes ahead and begins as follows. Hamatznias achavish shelo tishava. What happens if I put away a barrel so it doesn't break? I filled the barrel with water for the Parah Aduma, and then I transferred it into a trough where I plan on putting in the ashes. But before I did it, I took it away from the public area so it doesn't get trampled. Is that considered a separate activity or not? Oshakafa al pi'a manas l'nagvor. After I emptied it, I wanted to get the moisture out, so I turned it upside down so that it dries out. So are these considered completion of different activities or not? Or lamalosba, I wanted to use the barrel to go ahead and draw more water to the water already in the trough before I put in the ashes. The Mishnah says in each one of these cases, kosher, it's going to be considered kosher. But lo lichba es akidush pasul. If I had intended, the reason I turned the barrel in the secure place or turned it inside on the upside down was so that I could then use it to transport the water in such a situation. So then, puzzle, I put in an extra step, and that's not acceptable. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Mefanach harasim mitoch hashokes b'shvil shetachzik mayim harbe k'sherim. What happens if I clear away shards that happen to be inside the trough so that it holds more water? That's not considered a malacha, it would be okay. However, says the Mishnah, if I did it so that it shouldn't stop me when I'm reaching into the ground, I shouldn't get caught on a shard when I'm sprinkling from the water. So in such a situation, then that's going to be considered an extra activity, and that extra activity is going to make the water pasul. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day and a Chodesh Tov Umbarach.